clamshells poke out of the cliffs at West Beach on the northwest corner of Block Island. And upon closer look, so do pieces of glass, pipes, machinery, concrete, and other trash. This used to be the island's landfill. Now it's where they collect trash and then send it to the state landfill in Johnston. Former town councillor Kim Gaffett says no one ever thought this landfill would be in danger of falling into the sea.
For people who are proud of the island and our beauty and our commitment to the environment, it's very hard to look at this, but it's a reality of what we're all having to deal with.
As the wind blasts across the beach, Gaffett makes note of the chain link fence falling apart along the edge of the cliff.
It's just hanging there. The chain link fence was the fence to the extent of the landfill, and then the land went another at least 50 feet, and all of this has been eroded back.
Over several decades, storms have sheared away at the shoreline. Most recently, Superstorm Sandy ate away at the bluff, letting large pieces of trash slide onto the beach. Gaffett laments seeing a car axle and tires scattered among beach rocks and seaweed. A nonprofit group removed more than 10 tons of this landfill debris from the beach this summer.
This is, I'm sure, not the only landfill in the state of Rhode Island that was close to the ocean and now is being eaten away by the ocean as things change.
Gaffett is right. About a handful of capped landfills along the coast of the mainland have eroded over time. Those have been reinforced with salt marshes or seawalls, but Block Island had no need to take such steps before Sandy. The erosion happening along Block Island's shoreline is storm-driven, according to Brian Oakley. He studies the impact of storms on shorelines at Eastern Connecticut University.
One of the places where we've had about 110 feet of shoreline erosion is where the landfill is on West Beach on Block Island.
Oakley takes out a large map of Block Island. After Superstorm Sandy, he started to use historic aerial photographs and survey the Block Island coastline to study shoreline changes. Oakley's research shows a man-made strip of land built when the island created what's known as New Harbor blocks and traps sand that would otherwise replenish West Beach and protect the landfill.
It's a man-made change, and it's not one we're going to undo. It's New Harbor Inlet and Great Salt Pond is kind of the heart of the Block Island economy, so we're not going to undo that, but there may be ways to mitigate and put some of the sediment back where it's needed on West Beach in the future.
Unlike other structures along harbors and waterfronts, the landfill can't be moved or elevated. Town manager Nancy Dodge says it will be expensive but necessary to protect this area from future storms.
But even the winter storms, the regular nor'easters, have gotten more intense over the last couple of years. So we were expecting Sandy plus, you know, the next time around.
Sandy plus could cause even more damage if it comes in the near future because the island hasn't had the money to protect itself yet. Dodge says engineers designed a rock barricade that would buffer the former landfill from the beating waves, but the town doesn't have enough money to pay for that plan, so engineers have to go back to the drawing board and scale back the design. And Dodge says other parts of the island are vulnerable too.
In the midst of the gloom and doom, it's sort of like, let's deal with climate change and let's deal with what's causing these issues, you know, because the results are such that, you know, we may not be able to stem the tide.
Global leaders are trying to stem the tide with a historic climate agreement they approved in Paris this month. They're trying to keep global warming temperatures below 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That may be enough to stop developing island nations from disappearing into the ocean and other catastrophic scenarios around the world. Here at home, Block Island's eroding landfill is another example of challenges coastal communities will face if global leaders don't have the will to follow through on the Paris Climate Pact. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.